good to hear a happy buzz. Leonard and I were just talking, you know. I have been to churches where everybody's sitting there like, you speak to me and I'll slap your face. It's good to hear y'all loving on one another and sharing and fellowshipping together. You know, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Like we were talking about in Sunday school, I don't know of any place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord. And you've heard me say this before, but I always joked with a preacher friend of mine that when I retired, I was going to become a Methodist pastor and have a little church where I could only go Sunday morning. And didn't have to go, and the rest of the time I was going to goof off. And then I retired and went to Oklahoma and found out I was going to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night, Monday at lunch for prayer, Tuesday and Thursday for Bible study, Wednesday at lunch for prayer, and Wednesday night for church. And I'm thinking, I'm going to church more now that I retired than I was before. But it was a choice because I love to be in the house of the Lord, be with God's people, and learn and study and worship and praise. And I'm glad that you've chosen to be here this morning as well. Anybody that's listening on the out in the parking lot, or anybody that's listening later on the website, we're so glad that you've chosen to be a part of our services, because after all, we've come to worship Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I believe soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May we pray. Father, it's good to be in your house today. We just come before you. We come in your presence with thanksgiving, with praise, with worship, with singing, with joy. Father, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for every blessing you've given us. Father, we thank you for those that have gathered here this morning. May your Spirit guide, direct, encourage. Lord, you know our hearts. You know where we need a word of correction, where we need a word of encouragement, word of instruction. So, Father, thank you that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you're able to give every one of us exactly what we need. And Lord, we just pray most of all that Jesus Christ will be honored. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. And we sure do love you in return. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, Barber's Grove. Everybody is glad to be here this morning, aren't you? Say amen. One more time. Now I got it. Okay, it is good to see you all this morning. Hey, it's time for hymn sing. It's time for our hymn sing this morning. I've got one picked out, 334, Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Let's all stand together and sing all three verses of Blessed Assurance. Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fool! Everybody said, amen. Welcome someone this morning, please. I have a few announcements for you this morning. First, I want to remind the nominating committee that I would like to see the nominating committee down front here right after service today. So before you go that way, come this way, nominating committee, for just about 5 minutes. It won't be any longer than that, so be sure of that. CPR certification, you see the notes in your bulletin. If you haven't signed up, if still time, right, Wes? Okay. Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing to have that. So if you all want recertification or be certified, please sign up and you'll be taken care of. Okay? I don't have any other additional announcements at this point in time, except our normal thing is to remind you, of course, of Wednesday night. We have our Wednesday night prayer service. We'd love to have you there. Be part of that. Yes, Kathy? Oh, social media?
It's on the board.
Okay, okay. I'll have to admit, I'm not up to date on this one. What do you? We are going to be Facebook. Is that it? You got a Facebook page? It's on here? Okay, good. Well, you know me. I'm kind of dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to Facebooks.
We can speak to that. Michael has...
Michael, come up here or stand up and talk about this, will you please? Somebody did it. Somebody that did this page. Notice I call it a page. I'm not much on it. I got that. Go ahead.
Yes, Sue. Everyone has a smartphone, and if you don't, I'm sorry, but just scan the QR codes, and it'll take you right to our account. You just follow it. There's also links on the top of our webpage that will take you to the QR code.
Okay. Well, that's just wonderful.
So what do you do? Take a picture with your phone?
Yeah, well, your camera and scan. It'll take a picture.
Well, I think it's one.
You can scan it.
I'm not any dumber than I am. What?
You can scan that right there.
Yeah.
You can hold it up right
there, and it'll find it.
Okay. And so that web page will have all the announcements that on the website. Okay.
So it'll carry you to like the Facebook account or the Instagram account, and you can just have little blurbs of things that we want to showcase, maybe Vacation Bible School,
sure,
or Pancake Breakfast.
Yeah.
We're going to put our youth minister position out there for anyone that might.
I am absolutely for it. I've just got to learn more. And I do have a smartphone. It's a lot smarter than I am, but it is. But I do have one, so I can hang in there with you all on that. And, you know, I am so glad that you don't get too old to learn and not too old to try to learn. Now, you got to want to do it. And so I'll be on that. I promise you we'll get on top of that for sure. Great, great idea. Thank you, Michael. Whoever had part of putting this web, because I know they just put one in for our quartet. And it's a hard job. They got to maintain it. So thank you all. Who all took place? Who all did it? Appreciate it so much.
Michael,
you the man. Yep. All right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you all. All right. Anyone else? Any announcements at all? Okay.
I need to see the deacons down front too.
Okay. Well, we'll make room for you. No problem. No problem at all. All right. Now let's go to our prayer request. We spend time each Sunday on prayer requests because we believe in prayer. We believe God is able. And so anyone have any prayer requests this morning? Yeah, Robert.
Yeah, I'm having a test done Friday. I'm going to check to see if I got a heart.
You going to hear what? Did you say to go check if you had a heart?
They're going to test to see if I got a heart. No, I got
just test. Now, Robert, don't take this wrong, but be glad they're not going to check your brain. So, now, you got to understand something. There are not many people I would have said that to, but Robert, But he'll do that to me before today's over. And so just know that I love him, and we all kid each other a lot. But Robert, I wish you well on the test. Honest to goodness, I do. So you've been having problems? You okay?
Well, I've been on blood tests since 2000.
Yeah. Good idea. Good idea. Are there others? Yes.
The family of John Yao.
John how?
Jack Yao.
Jack Yao. Okay.
John.
I'll get it right. John. Okay.
Leonard.
Yes, ma'am.
Just traveling more, see my family in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Others?
Herb Amber.
Amber, okay. Are there others? Let's continue to pray for our church. Pray for Parbury Grove Church. And pray for our nation. Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for another opportunity you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the blessings you give us each and every day. And for the fact, Lord, that we had the strength and we were able to be here today and prioritize our time to be in your house today. We thank you. Lord, we know there's those that would love to be here today. Those that are homebound. Those that are ill today. And we pray for them today. We pray for our ones that are in nursing homes. We pray for, Lord, for all those who, Lord, who need and receive special care. And Lord, we lift up the caregivers to you as well. We ask for strength for them. Now, Lord, as we see the ones who have been asked for prayer this morning, we pray for Robert, Lord, as he will be going in for tests. We pray for healing of his body, that the tests will be good. We pray for the John Yao family. We pray for traveling mercy for Janice and her family and the Herb Amber family. Lord, we pray a special blessing, Lord, upon Barbie's Grove, Lord, as we are now talking and looking for a youth pastor. And Lord, we pray for that committee, Lord. It'll be working on that searching committee. We pray for them, Lord. We ask you to lead them and guide them, Lord, we pray. We pray for Pastor Ed as he preaches to us each and every Sunday. We lift him up to you. We give him, ask you, Lord, you continue to give him strength. And Lord, give him your wisdom, we pray. Pray for our church as a whole. And pray, Lord, that we'll continue to grow here. And Lord, help us to be able to reach some soul, to witness to some person. As a Sunday school lesson taught us this morning, Lord, it's the life we live before others. Help us to be an example, Lord, we pray. And now, Lord, your many blessings we do thank you for. And these blessings I pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. We did I picked out a song for praise time this morning. The song talks about being committed totally to Christ. If we want to be totally committed to Christ, we have to be willing to surrender all to him. And that's what the song says. And Jeff, if you'll bring it up, we'll sing together. I want you to stand with me this morning and sing a song that we all know, and we've sung it many times, but this is a new arrangement to it. And I know it's going to be, it's I Surrender All. So stand and just follow the words on the board. If you don't, we'll find it in a book or something. Is it ready? Okay. It's not on. Okay, here we go.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to thee I freely give. I will ever love and trust you in your presence daily. Live.
Now sing it now.
I surrender.
seated. God bless you.
I just told Leonard that third verse was not the same one that's in the hymn book. I like this one better. Yeah, amen. Glory, glory. Now, I know that there's at least one or two of you, maybe more of you, that out in the margin of your Bibles, you put Ed preached on this such and such a date. So I'll go ahead and tell you ahead of time, I know that I preached on this passage of Scripture about 15 to 16 months ago. But I want to maybe look at it from a little different angle, a little different emphasis than I did, because I pulled out the notes that I used back then, and this is a different direction. Same scripture, but the wonderful thing about the Bible is that the Lord just can keep speaking to you in many, many ways out of the same verses. If you were to take your microphone here and walk around the streets of the United States and you'd ask people, what's your concept of God? Of course, some people would say, there isn't any God. I'm an atheist. I don't believe that there is a God. A lot of other people would say, God is angry. He's judgmental. He can't wait to zap you. Some would say, you know, God's loving. Somebody might say, well, are you talking about the God that we see in the New Testament or the God that we see in the Old Testament? Because in the Old Testament, he seems to be more wrathful than he does in the New Testament. But I want us to look at an Old Testament passage that gives us a tender side of God. A loving side of God. And I hope that this reminds you of how much God loves you. Would you turn with me to the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament? And most people, when you talk about Malachi, they say, that's where he talks about robbing God and your tithes and your offerings and the windows of heaven blessing. And that's basically the one chapter or one few set of verses that we remember from the book of Malachi. But this morning I want to look at, I'm not going to mention tithing, except maybe at the end. Verse 16 of chapter 3 of Malachi. Then they that feared the Lord, 3:16, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Malachi says that God took notice of certain people and he made a book of remembrance for them. Now, I guarantee you that probably everybody in here has a book of remembrance. You say, what? When you got married, people fill out the register when you came in the door. And you look back at it and you say, oh, yeah, he was at our wedding and she was at our wedding. And you have your, unless you got married a long, 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 long time ago, you probably have a photo album of your marriage. Who was in the wedding. Same way like with a funeral home. Someone dies and you have that book with the names of the people that came through for the visitation. And you can look back and you say, oh yeah, those folks were at my loved one's funeral. I like to pull out my old high school annual, especially my senior annual, and look at all the kids that I grew up with, and when I see them now down at Walmart, they said they got old. And they got really, really old. I mean, you know, I look in the mirror and I don't look that old. I just don't, you know, put my glasses on when I look in the mirror. But, you know, that annual is a book of remembrance. But when I read this passage, I have a little different. Right before Pamela's mama hit 75 years old, for the maybe two years before that, Pamela began to do a scrapbook of Pamela's mom's life. And she would collect pictures. And, you know, Pamela's mama born in 1925 in the Depression, and they were having a hard time even putting food on the table, so they didn't have a lot of pictures of her as a 2 or 4 or 5 year old like some of us do now of our kids and grandkids. But Pam found pictures of her all through her life. And Pamela's mom was always a beautiful lady, even into her 90s. But she had one picture that I'd never seen before, her and Pamela's mom about 17. And she was drop dead, knockout gorgeous. I mean, movie star. I can imagine that Pam's dad, first time he walked into the restaurant where Helen worked there in Newport News, probably said, "Wow, eyes bugged out." And I heard a funny story that when he brought Helen back to Albemarle for the first time, Hubert's brother said, "Where did you find that beautiful girl? And how in the world did you talk her into marrying you?" Now, it was a compliment that she was so beautiful, but it was a dig at him that, "Why would that beautiful woman marry you, my brother?" You know, that's the way brothers treat each other. But that notebook got to be about yay thick. And the family enjoyed looking at it, and has over the years, of pictures of them on their honeymoon and the kids, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, and all through that scrapbook. And then I got to thinking, wouldn't it be neat? God says he has a book of remembrance. Wouldn't it be neat? And you sit down with heaven and the Lord says, come over here, let me pull out your scrapbook and look through your scrapbook. Here's where you were born. Here's some influences on your life. Here's the influences that led for you to become a Christian. Here's a picture of your baptism. And all through your life, the Lord reminded you of good times, good things, blessings, and how he worked in your life. And when he got to the places where you were hurting and where it didn't look like your prayers were answered, especially like you wanted them to be answered. And he explained, "Well, now this was at work and that was at work." And you thought, "Oh, that makes sense. And I protected you. You thought you really wanted that and that you prayed for it. But here's what would have happened if you'd have got it." And all the way through, the Lord directed you and explained to you, here was your life, and here's how I worked in your life. A book of remembrance. I don't know how you interpret those verses, but that's the way I interpret them. That God has special notice just for you of the kind of life that you have lived as a part of his family. Now, that's just my imagination, that the Lord doesn't say what that book of remembrance is, but it simply says God had those special people had their names put in that book of remembrance. And then it goes on to say in verse 17, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels." Now, what are jewels? Diamonds, rubies, pearls, sapphires, and other precious jewels, other precious gems. God says, these people are a part of my special collection of jewels. Now, jewels are valuable. Jewels are beautiful to look at. Any of you ladies, when you got engaged, you got that diamond, you walked around so that everybody could notice that you had a diamond on that hand? Excited. Jewels are protected. I can't go over to England and say, you know, I'd like to examine the crown that Charles had when he was crowned as king. They protect that thing. And when I was looking at that, I happened to think of a parable that Jesus told. Do you remember Jesus telling the parable about the pearl of great price? Jesus said there was a merchant who sought the world over looking for beautiful pearls. And he says he found one of great price. And he went and he sold everything he had to come back and buy that pearl of great price. And I thought, you and I are the pearl of great price. Because the Father in heaven paid a high price for your salvation. He sent his Son Jesus to die on a cross. Not because we were worthy, but because he wanted us to be a part of his family. He wanted us to be in his collection of jewels. He paid a high price. I like to watch the Antiques Roadshow every so often, and they'll say, now if you had this at auction, it'll be worth $10,000 or $20,000 or $40,000. It's worth whatever people are willing to pay for it. You are worth what the Heavenly Father was willing to pay. And that was the life of his Son. And one of the favorite pastors that we had growing up at West Albemarle used to say this. He believed that if he was the only lost person in the history of the world, Jesus would still have died just for him. Just for him. That's God's love. You are a part of God's jewelry collection. And of course, it's going to remind me of a song. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. The Father in heaven says, these folks are a part of my collection of jewels. That's how God sees you. That's how God sees your value. That's how God sees your importance. That's how God sees your beauty. You may not feel very beautiful, but as a child of God, he sees you as a beautiful jewel in his collection. And then he goes on to say, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Think about the parable that Jesus told of the sheep and the goats and the judgment. And he said, on the right hand there are the sheep, the left hand are the goats. And the goats are sent off into destruction, the sheep are welcomed into the family. God says, those people who are in my book of remembrance, those people who are a part of my collection of jewels, I will spare them. They are going to be in that collection. They're going to be in that group that's welcomed into glory. And this is so interesting to me, is that Jesus wants us to be with him. Remember John 14? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you, that where I am, there you may be also. You see, Jesus says, I want them with me. And then let's see what the next scripture I wanted to look at. John 17, verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Jesus in that prayer is praying, Father, those special people that belong to me, I want them to be a part of my family. I want them to be with me forever. I want them to come in and behold my glory. Now, some of you, or some of us, probably have some relatives that we hope don't show up for the family reunion. You know, things go a lot more peaceful when they aren't there. But then we also have relatives that we can't wait. I can't wait to talk to this one and that one and the other one. Jesus says, hey, I want you to come. I want you a part of my fellowship. There's not a one of us that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ that he doesn't want to us to be a part of his fellowship. He said, Father, I want those folks that you've given me to see my glory. I want them with me. He told those disciples, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. And when I get it prepared, I'm going to come get you so that you and I can be together forever. The Father says here in Malachi, I will spare you. I will make you a part of my special group. And then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Now, I think you can take that verse in two ways. One, God knows who's the righteous and the wicked. God knows who's on his side and who's not. But at the same time, I think that God is saying he gives us ability to discern. He gives us the ability to see. He gives us the ability to judge. Sometimes we just don't understand what the Lord has put in our trust, the authority that we have as believers. Sometimes we think, oh yeah, you know, in the millennium we shall rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That's true. But think about, Jesus said this to the disciples, that which you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. That which you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. Now sometimes we have a hard time comprehending that. We think, you know, if God bound it or God loosed it, then we'd do that. No. We have the authority and God backs us up according to the scripture. We loose. We bind. Jesus tells us to go, and when we resist the devil, he flees from us. There's an authority that the Lord gives us. And you see, he says, I'll give you power over the serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. He gives us authority to discern and to rule. Now you see, when I read these verses in Malachi, I see a picture of God who wonderfully, awesomely loves and blesses his people. How precious they are to him. Now what people is he talking about? Now, if you go back and read the whole book of Malachi, you find a group of people. They were anti-God. They were disobeying God. They were treating God like he didn't matter. They were robbing God of the tithes and offerings. They were doing a lot of things that were ungodly. The whole book of Malachi is full of that. But these people that God especially praises and blesses, verse 16 again, they that feared the Lord spake often to one another. And in verse, the last phrase, they thought upon his name. Here were a group of people whose center of their very being was the presence of God. So they thought about him. They talked about him. They shared with each other about him. And they meditated on his name. You see, God was at the very center of their universe. That's how they became a part of this special jewels. That's how they got their name in the book of remembrance. That's how God decided to spare them, because God was their focus of attention. And I love that little phrase about they spoke often one to another. You will never, ever, ever be able to make it as a Christian very long without your brothers and sisters in the Lord. You've probably seen this as an illustration in a Sunday school book or Sunday school lesson, heard a preacher use it, but it's still true. So this guy was visiting, this pastor was visiting this church member that had stopped coming, and the guy says, I don't need the church. I don't need those other Christians. I'm fine without it. And they were sitting in front of the fireplace, and the pastor reached over and grabbed the tongs and reached over and picked out a glowing coal and laid it out on the hearth, put the tongs out, and just a few minutes, that glowing coal that had been burning with all the others grew dark. The fire went out and the heat went out. He didn't have to say anything else to that man. He was just illustrating, without one another, we weren't going to stay on fire for Jesus long. Now, I realize there are times when, you know, a missionary may be isolated, or we may be in a sickness, or there are times when we can't be with other believers like we ought to. But Malachi says, these people spoke often with one another. They shared, they fellowshipped, they focused on the Lord. Now, I'm human just like you are, and I like to get together, and we'll talk about the weather, or we'll talk about the parade, or we'll talk about sports or politics or anything, but I like to be around also people that just want to talk about the Lord, talk about the Bible, talk about Jesus. There's certain people that when I'm around, we may talk about any of those secular things, but sooner or later the conversation's going to get around to something about the Lord. And when I leave, I just feel this warm glow of the presence of God, because my brothers and my sisters have fanned the flames of my heart spiritually. And that's what he's saying here, that they spoke often to one another, they shared with one another. The most valuable friends you will ever have are those that really love the Lord. Really love the Lord. I talk about, you know, earlier I talked about high school annual. And I can look through there and I can see those that were friends back years ago. And two or three of them that are really, really good friends now. And what's the difference? The ones that have lasted are the ones that love Jesus like I love Jesus? Who are the people that are mostly in my, that I call and talk to or text regularly? Folks that love Jesus and want to talk about Jesus. Be encouraged to know you're in God's book of remembrance. Be encouraged to know you're one of God's special jewels. But also be committed to meditate on the Lord, to think on the Lord, to talk about the Lord, and to assemble and fellowship often. And church is a good place to do it. But I hope you have some times and some people that you can get together just for a cup of coffee or a hamburger or a veggie burger or whatever it is that you eat and share the Lord. Being a Christian and having a relationship with the Lord and with brothers and sisters is the most wonderful, wonderful experience that anybody can ever have. Truly, when we see His love for each of us, God so loved that He gave. God so loved that He gave. Oh, He's not angry and mad. Now those that reject Him will be lost. They will know torment. But that's their choice. That's their choice. But those who choose Jesus, oh, what a marvelous present and future we have. Imagine sitting down with the Lord, looking through the scrapbook of your life and seeing all the blessings and knowing that what you've experienced here is just a shadow of the blessings that are coming in eternity. And after all, He's got a few million trillion years to sit down with every one of us over and over and over again and remind us, you are a pearl of great price. I paid a great price for you, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you're in my family. You're in my collection of jewels. Read this and be encouraged. Think about God's love for you. Think about how much and how precious you are to Him. If there's someone here this morning that's never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we give you an opportunity to do that. If there's somebody that's out in the parking lot or that's listening on the radio, or not the radio, but in the website, and you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible says, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead and confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. And I pray that you'll make that decision. And I pray that as you make that decision, if you're out in the parking lot or if you're listening on the website, that you'll call and you'll let us know that you've accepted Jesus and you'll find a godly church to be a part of. As have that time of invitation, maybe the Lord's laid something else on your heart that you need to come to the altar. We invite you to come. Father God, we thank you for your love. Thank you for how valuable we are in your sight. Lord, when the devil tries to assault us with our feelings of unworthiness and worthlessness, help us to remember we are your treasure because you are our Lord and our Savior. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember the nominating committee and the deacons down front.